When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Great effort all around by the Saints responding in this second half.
All right, here we go. Rattler for the win. He throws. It's incomplete. And the Commanders defeat the Saints 20-19. That two-point conversion pass intended for Juwan Johnson.
That means it's a Victory Monday, presented by Chenigo Mios, 2024 Top Workplace. Visit careerswithmios.com. We are taking your calls now. I want your reaction to this win, 20-19. And, of course, it's a big win because that's win number 9, and you're still staying ahead of teams like the Rams, the Seahawks, who now have a quarterback issue because Geno Smith hurt his knee last night, and Sam Howell had to replace him. We can talk about that later. Still ahead of the Cardinals by a couple games, and you have the head-to-head there. So, big win, win number 9. I haven't looked at the playoff percentages this morning. Coming into the week, they were at like 78% to make the playoffs. So maybe that's increased a little bit. But your thoughts, 800-636-1067.
I did see that Benjamin St. Juice played 3 snaps.
Yeah,
I didn't realize it was that little.
Yeah, well, now
that's crazy.
They got an all-pro corner now.
He went from the number one corner to watching that game on the sideline.
Yep.
That is wild. And then, of course, he was in there for 3, and he had a penalty in this one of those 3 plays. Does not help.
Yeah.
But 800-636-1067, want to bang out your calls. It is an exciting time to be 9-5. A little bit of a lackluster finish and everything. You felt a little kind of gross. But I know this. I woke up this morning pumped to be 9-5, and I feel like this is a wake-up call. You got a tough Philly team coming in. It's going to take every guy out there to pull out a dub. But let's celebrate this one before we focus on that too much. Let's go to Alex in Ashton. Alex, what's up, buddy?
What's going on, guys? Thank you for taking my call. I'll make it quick and sweet. We left some money on the table, 2 overthrown touchdowns and 1 under that was really a pass interference. Yeah. Hats off to the coach, to the team, the way they put a rookie corner on number 41 on the other side that was on him so badly that gave him a migraine by the groin. So he was shut out and everything else. And the Seahawks are done. Let's go get Metcalf. I've been saying this for 2 to 3 weeks. Go DK. Commanders, go Skins.
All right, thank you, buddy. I mean, I think if you could just plus DK Metcalf, sure, but I don't think that's
a
thing.
You understand there's a trade deadline?
Yeah, he doesn't understand.
Yeah.
Maybe he's talking about next year, but yeah, can't get him this year.
All right, let's go to Drew in D.C., 800-636-1067. If you want to chime in, it's a Victory Monday. We're going to be fired up. Even though that was kind of a gross way to end that game, we got the dub. That's all that matters. Drew, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's up, guys, man? Hey, always a big fan of the show.
Thanks, man.
Man, I'm just so happy, man. We just had just one pass interference, man. It makes a big difference with the pickup with Lattimore, man. And like I said, you know, and I think De'Ron Payne, he played a good game, man. But mm-hmm. I feel with the offense, I think, you know, with the center out, of course, that was a big difference, you know, with the commander chief, you know, far as the middle. But mm-hmm. all in all, they just need to clean up that offensive line, man. And, you know, hey, victory Monday, man. So we got to take it how we can get it. Y'all keep up the great job.
All right. Thank you, Drew. Appreciate it, buddy. A win is a win. 9-5. First time since 1993. These things don't happen very often around here anymore. So, yeah, let's cherish it.
I mean, just ponder the fact that this team was so bad last year and won four games. Obviously, they've got a, you know, completely different offense because mm-hmm. Jaden Daniels is there. But just think about how bad this team was last year, and we rarely did Victory Mondays, right? Mm-hmm. We did Misery Mondays for 13 of them, and now they're 9-5, and with a chance, a legitimate chance, strong chance to go to the playoffs. It's just kind of miraculous. The turnaround.
Yeah, and the staff's been great. Adam Peters has been great. I mean, bringing in key guys like Bobby Wagner's been huge. Mm-hmm. Frankie Louvu.
Chin.
But it all really stems at the most important position with Jaden, and he's just been overall spectacular. Love his demeanor. Love everything about this kid. You could see he and Terry really developing a connection.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know, man. It's exciting. It is scary, and I'm trying not to let myself do it, but, you know, these freaking guys, Stoner, you know, he got me looking at the schedule next year. The opponents are a little daunting.
Can't worry about
that. I can't worry about it right now.
Because this team is going to look different, slightly different next year, too, because they're going to add pieces.
They'll be. I assume we'll be better, but the schedule gets tougher. So if we're gonna scare anybody, we might have to do it this year.
You got to take advantage of the record. I mean, 9-5 with, you know, at least one easy win on the schedule, in my opinion.
Don't you think, as much as I thought that we were going to put a 40-burger on them, kind of the way that game was playing, like, especially in that first half, I was like, well, they can't. Like, that with Hayner or whatever, God bless them.
Yeah, they're not going to do anything.
They're not going to do anything, right? And so I was like, man, we might put up 40. Like,
through a bad pick.
Yeah, I mean, that pick was embarrassing. If we had won, let's say we had won 40-19 or something.
Mm-hmm.
I almost think it's better to win a squeaker and to really realize, man, we got to lock in.
Kind of send a message.
You know what I mean? Or just like, because I think you can get a little comfortable. And I don't think there's going to be anybody comfortable this week, you know, squeaking out that game the way they did. So I think it might actually play in our favor. Let's go to Marcus in College Park. Marcus, what's up?
One thing I'd like to say is I'm very optimistic about this team for the first time in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Look, they're relevant now, and it's December 16th. They're guaranteed to finish the season over 500, even if they lose out. They've got players that are stepping up. They're developing depth when it doesn't seem they have any players step up. This is a team that's on its way up. And you talk about yesterday as a win is a win. That was a game that typically this club would lose, just like Chicago.
Totally.
Finding ways to win, push you on to becoming a perennial winner. They still have a ways to go. But like you just pointed out, at the most important position on the field, quarterback, they've improved greatly. They seem to have the guy. And overall, the front office is strong. This is a recipe for a team that's going to become a perennial winner moving forward if they just stay the course. Thank you very much, man.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah, thank you, Marcus.
It looks that way. They did an interview on Fox with Terry McLaurin pregame on the Fox mm-hmm. pregame show, and they talked about out of all the quarterbacks, I think they said 12 quarterbacks in six seasons,
mm-hmm.
And you know how miserable he was each week. He literally was. He was miserable.
Did he say that?
No, but you could tell. He was just, you could tell that.
I didn't have the volume up. I saw that interview, but I didn't have the volume up.
You could tell how much happier he is as a player because he's got this connection with Jaden. And he's got 11 touchdowns. I mean, just think about all the touchdowns he could have been receiving with viable, legitimate quarterbacks over the last 6 years. And he just didn't have one.
Right.
But now he's got one.
And it's just weird to, like, I know now when these plays, when he's kind of scrambling around and he's looking downfield, like, I don't hold my nose like I have. And, like, oh, no, what kind of dicey ball are we going to throw here? Yeah. Like, I feel confident he's going to find a guy.
Right.
And he's going to rip it in there.
Yeah.
I haven't felt that way in a long time. Let's go to Pat. Pat, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies. Victory Monday.
Hey, if you would have told me that we were going to be 9-5 to start the season, I mean, I think we could all agree that would have been a little outlandish. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. even though it was a tight win, one that I think we all wish would have been not that close. You know, I think coming out with the victory, it took me, I don't know if you guys felt the same way. I almost felt like mentally we had lost that game. I just prepared myself. They're going to get this 2-point conversion.
Oh, yeah, I was texting my buddy. Over. Yeah, I thought we were going to lose.
And I knew they were going to go for it, but, you know, we came through, and that's really all that matters is that I think we got to get better in the third quarter. I don't know what the stats are on that. Maybe you guys have that in front of you, but I feel like the third quarter, every week it seems like the other team seems to come back or something.
Well, Joe Witt talked about it. Like, I think we're in, like, top three or four in the first quarter defense.
Yeah.
And then in, like, fourth quarter defense, we might be, like worse than the league or something. Like, way down at the bottom.
We get outscored. I think they put a stat up one of these weeks where it was like we get outscored like 40-10 or something in the fourth quarter, something outrageous. But I'm happy about Lattimore. He was a lockdown corner. Get St. Juice the Emmanuel Forbes treatment. He's just another Ron pick, and you know, hail to the Commanders. We got a tight. It's a tight game this week. I think Philly. We play them tough. I don't. You know, it's a week to week league, guys. Philly almost lost to the Panthers the week before, so. Every win's a win.
Don't you think it almost works in their favor that it was a squeaker? You get everybody's full attention this week. Nobody's going to be full of themselves. They're going to lock in.
Yeah, and the officiating was just brutal, guys. I mean, some of those roughing the passer calls, that was almost like my TV almost got it for me, if that makes sense. Like, it was just unbelievable. Like, I just couldn't believe it. I mean, how do you – that one in the end zone when I think it was Fowler that hit him. What was that? I can't even remember the quarterback's name. They had like a bunch of no names, but
that was Rattler.
It was unbelievable. So, and then that time debacle at the end, which I don't know if they would have gotten that, but do you guys know if they would have gotten that down anyways?
Seemed like it would have been hard.
I don't think so. If they spike it, I think the time would have ran out.
Yeah,
somebody timed it out
because I couldn't believe that. Like, how in the world at that? I don't know. I could talk about that all day, but. But we're about to have maybe 10 wins for the first time in forever. I think 05 and 12 were like the two times. I'm in my 30s. I've only seen two 10-win teams in my Commanders, Redskins career, so as a fan. So this is an exciting season. And just excited to see how we play out. And Terry, like, they got to build a statue of him yesterday. So hail the Commanders. Love you guys.
All right. Thank you, Pat. Appreciate it.
What were you saying, Matt?
Sorry. Somebody I just saw online. Had a running clock, and the Rattler spiked it with 1.6 seconds left.
If they kept
it running. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so they still would have time. Okay.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But I did say to myself, oh, they're going to get this too. I knew they were going to go for two. I called it. I was watching it with my daughter. I said, they're going to go for two. They got nothing to lose.
It was the worst 2-point play call I've ever seen in my life.
I didn't like it either.
Why take away half of the field?
Yeah, I thought they would go to Miller.
Well, that's what they had just scored on, a similar play, right?
Well, I actually, as soon as the play was going on, I said they're gonna convert this because I thought for sure Rattler was gonna kind of turn around to the spot that he was emptying, like they were doing a fake to one side and they're gonna have a lineman or somebody or a tight end kind of leak out to the left and he would throw it back and he'd be wide open. But they just basically ran an awful
boot. Yeah,
take away half the field.
Yeah, it wasn't a high percentage play.
We were fortunate. We were very fortunate.
I think Dan should get a lot of credit because he called waited for them to come out.
Do you want to play the audio of that? Yeah, I know you said you had it earlier. Called the timeout. Was it right before the 2-point conversion?
He waited for them to come out into their formation.
On the
2-point conversion, saw what they were lined up in, and then he called timeout.
Sometimes you want to just see what formation they're in, or go to the second play. You know, sometimes you have one that's, this is my play. And then if you have that timeout, you want to be able to say, not so fast. And, you know, we've seen this formation. You better want to go to something else. Down in the red zone on a 2-point play, you don't have the distance, you know, behind the ball anymore. So laterally is not uncommon, you know, of a 2-point play. That's, you know, pretty typical for plays. And so we weren't surprised by the play. It was just, honestly, just make them go through the process again.
Yeah.
Hey, it's a good
call. I mean, I thought it was smart. I wasn't surprised that we called the timeout there, right? I thought it was smart.
It was very smart.
Yeah.
Well, that's a veteran defensive coordinator slash coach. Who knows what he's doing. All right, one last call here before we go to break. AJ in D.C. What's up?
AJ, what's up, buddy?
What's going on, y'all? What's going on, buddies?
What's up?
Y'all last week, remember?
Yep, absolutely. You're the Saints fan. You're the Saints fan, right?
Yeah, yes, I am, bitch. Piggyback on what y'all just said, I don't know why Clint called the same exact play on the two-point that we just scored on.
Yeah.
I thought what Drab just said, I thought it was going to be something like that, like a little sneaky boot and throw it to a lineman or something. He called the exact same play.
Right.
Now, that's a lot of – The way you talk about your boys, EB, I could sit here and talk about my boys all day. But I just want to say congratulations. You guys won.
What
do you mean how he talks about it?
I mean, you could just decipher your team and talk about your boys all day. I could talk about my boys all day. You know what I mean? Like just to sit down over a cocktail, have a drink.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So I ain't going to be long. Excuse me. I just feel like this whole game, like I said last week, remember I called them Bitch Bucks? I said, minus the veteran experience, Rattler can make any throw Derek Carr can make. So I'm not worried about it. That was Tuesday, I think I called y'all.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wednesday, Dan Rizzi comes out and names Jake Haener the starter. What the? I know you can't say nothing big, but I can say it. Jake Haener is ass. Excuse my French. He shouldn't be in the league. I don't know why he's in the league. He looks like a Netflix quarterback. Soon as Rattler came in, I knew we were sparking. I'm sitting watching with a few of my commander buddies. I said, Rattler touched the ball, we're scoring, y'all. It's a game again. It's a game. I wasn't mad at my defense giving up 14 in the first half. That's because we couldn't do nothing, making Marshawn look good. Marshawn knew what he was doing. He was coming back against us, knowing we didn't have no receivers. So, of course, he was going to look good regardless. Not taking nothing from Marshawn. I still love him. But it was just, for me, it was just bad coaching all around. Like, at the beginning of the game, Dan should have never started Jake Haener. If you would have started Spencer, you seen how we was moving the ball with Spencer. It would have been a game from the get-go. Y'all had a few – I seen them two overthrown touchdowns by Jaden. We got away with that. What else? We got away with a – we roughed y'all kicker on ran into the kicker. They ain't dope. They do a defensive holding on that play when y'all was supposed to get the ball back on fourth down. So they was giving us some home field advantage, but that's why – collectively, I just think everything came down to my coaching. My coaching, like, we should have started Spencer at the beginning. That's all.
Right.
That's my biggest takeaway from the game.
You're probably right. It could have been a different outcome.
Thank you,
buddy.
Thank you. I appreciate you. Thank you very much.
Totally agree with.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Totally agree with it. Oh, he's fired up. We'll take more of your calls. 800-636-1067 on a Victory Monday.
We got the dub, man. That's all that matters.
Hey, bank local, cheer local. In business, every day is game day. Business is always moving up or down, but never still. That's why the Main Street Bank team treats every day like game day. Main Street Bank is a business-focused community bank proudly serving the DMV since 2004. Visit msstreetbank.com. to learn how to put our team in your office. Main Street Bank, member FDIC, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stinking Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinking Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.